Prime Minister.
Good evening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good evening. You too.
Are you going to be on the 10 o'clock class tonight? Or am I supposed to answer if you're not?
Are you talking to me? I'm sorry. I was looking at the phone. I'm using a different phone.
I was asking about the email you sent this morning.
Oh, about the questions for tonight?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I was planning on it if you have it, but if nobody else is going to come, we can save it for another time. It's not a problem.
Well, let's see. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Maybe there'll be a
okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
Good evening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
So we're starting with verse 2 and 4. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hiluur Himur Hiluur Hiluur Himur Le'achta Hashem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yichuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononehu Vayevayecha El Ha'adam Begin Dila Ba'aya Ve'ishkachacha Bilchodaha Ela Le'it Kelala Ulit Tabra Ba'tora Shebachtav Kewan Te'it Chaberat Bahadeya Hu Yazun La Yava Vitaken La Viten La Ma De'it Terich Hainu Diktiv Ve'et Haaretz Ve'ha'okimna. And he brought to Adam, because it was not fitting for the Nukva to exist alone. She is included within and cleaves to the written Torah, Zeran Pin. And when the Nukva has united with Zeran Pin, he feeds and prepares for her, and bestows upon her all that she needs. Hence it is written, and the earth, in which the Vav, in and the earth, alludes to Zeran Pin, which bestows an abundance upon her called food, as we have already explained. Questions, comments, thoughts? The question is Adam responsible for Eve, or is God responsible for both of them? And the answer to that is both statements are true. Anybody else have any comments or a question?
I kind of took it to mean that we've been given all that we need. The stuff we wrote, Torah, written Torah, oral Torah, Kabbalah, Zohar. That's what means to me. Yeah.
That is all. That's very, very real, very true. Essentially, everything that comes through Zeran Pin comes through Yesod, and Yesod represents the funnel, represents the gathering of everything and the sharing of everything. And that's referred to as food. Yeah. So if you need honor, that's a form of food. If you need joy, that's a form of food. So when people speak of being hungry, you need to realize that you're talking about all aspects of pleasure, because that's what God is sharing with you all the time. Unfortunately, we haven't learned how to receive it properly, and so we have chaos in our lives, God forbid. Here we learn that the mother and father must supply all the needs of a daughter before she is wed. After she has been joined with her husband, it is for him to feed and give her what she requires. Come and see. It is first written, and Hashem Elohim built the rib. That is, that mother and father have prepared for her. Then it is written, he brought her to Adam, so they could join together and cleave to one another. Then it is for her husband to give her what she requires. Questions? Comments?
Yeah, why is the man responsible for keeping him? And why is he supposed to be the spiritual leader? Oh. Why isn't God the spiritual leader and the one that keeps us? The way to equality or responsibility given to the man.
Well, the question that Jeanette is asking is, why is the man responsible to fulfill the female? And the answer is because of the curse of Hashem when Chava sinned. They were born equal. They were created equal. But because of the additional responsibility associated with the sin, she has the more difficult aspect. Exactly. But on another side of that, you know, women are in the frame of growing back to the level where they're equal to the male. And that's why you have women in the workplace, and you have a whole different perception of the generations. Does anybody else would like to make a comment?
Yeah, very different. It's a unique response to that she tuned in and found out how Christ was and that it was all from the Father. And
we'll have this discussion separate from the recording because it's not for people to to hear. We'll have the discussion afterwards. Understand. Does anybody else want to comment?
I wonder if it had to do with the upper three stuff, with Hoffman being and the mother.
It has to do with that because part of the curse is that her upper three sephirot is shared with her husband, who is supposed to share it with her. And that's what the idea of building from the rib. He used to share the three sephirot with her as part of her development and her cleansing. I'm sorry, did somebody else want to ask something?
I have a question back to the last verse when you were talking about food. And I was just wondering why it's referred to as food and not sustenance.
It's a translation, remember? So the Hebrew is probably sustenance.
Okay. But what would be the difference? Just the gematria? Or,
well, more than just the gematria, that's just one level. The difference is food is a, we think of food as what we consume and put inside ourselves. Sustenance does not have to go inside you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Verse 206. Devar acher Elokim evim darka kadrata beveima kiyo istachla bekol yoma bekol ma divaya berata Dikti velokim evim darka kewan dehavratla devala huyahel la koma devaya vitaken ovadaha hadahu dikti vehuyada et mekoma. Another interpretation of the verse, Elohim understood her ways, is that when the daughter is in her mother's home, her mother cares for all her needs every day. Hence, Elohim, the mother, understood the ways of the nukva. When her husband marries her, he gives her what she wants and satisfies her needs. Thus, it was said that he, namely the husband, knew her place, meaning that the husband cares for the wife once she is married to him. Question? Comments? Thoughts?
Is the husband responsible for the divorce?
According to Jewish law, the husband can divorce, the wife cannot.
Therefore,
yes. Any other comments?
Well, it makes me think of my wedding day. Our reception was at my parents' home, and I remember just before we left for our honeymoon, my daddy told me, well, told us both, he said, he told Tony, he said, take care of her. And he said, I will. And that's pretty much what this verse, that's my thoughts.
That's well shared. Thank you. So that's the end of the section. So we will.
What was your comment?
Her comment was about her own life, that when she got married, her father told her husband that he needed to take care of her. And that's what the verse is saying.
When I got married, my ex-husband's brother came to me and took care of my brother. And my little brother. He's not little, but he's supposed to take care of me. But to him, he was really brother.
So, everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And we'll have a Havdalah ritual at 6 p.m. Saturday, and 7 p.m. we'll have a Zohar class. And tonight I'll be on at 10. Excuse me. Tonight we'll have questions and answers at 7 o'clock West Coast time. You all have a beautiful, beautiful evening and a good week.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Shalom.